This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. In 1965, Medicare was enacted as a piece of social legislation to provide health care for all elderly. As the legislation was being modified, Congress added one last-minute amendment that provided care for all people with end-stage kidney disease. Out of all the diseases for which the federal government could provide comprehensive care, why did they choose end-stage kidney disease to cover? Well, to understand this, we need to go back to the 1950s. After World War II, researchers in Europe and the United States began to develop a machine that would function as an artificial kidney, a process that would soon begin to be called dialysis. By the end of the 1960s, those with end-stage renal disease who could afford it purchased this life-prolonging treatment. The problem was that few could afford it, and it was not covered by private insurance. In addition, there were not nearly enough dialysis machines for all those who needed treatment, usually 3 to 4 times a week for life. In 1962, the dialysis issue became front and center after Shana Alexander, a journalist for Life magazine, published an article detailing how this new, remarkable technology was being rationed by a committee which decided who lived and who died based on a person's ability to pay. The idea of rationing a scarce and expensive life-saving technology was abhorrent to American society of the 1960s. The public pressed the federal government for a response. The VA was the first to respond. It opened 30 dialysis centers for veterans, but others had no access to VA services. And besides, the federal government had no legal authority to pay for the care of other Americans. An expert committee that was convened recommended that the federal government start a national kidney treatment program because, as they explained, kidney failure was the only condition where money separated people from life or death. Well, in fact, it was not the only condition, but the concept had traction. Unfortunately, at that time, we are in the midst of the Vietnam War, and large amounts of non-Defense Department money was scarce. But several legislators, both Democrats and Republicans, pushed hard for coverage for end-stage kidney disease. Senator Scoop Jackson from Washington State learned that a close friend's life was prolonged by dialysis and that other constituents didn't have access to the same treatment. So he pushed especially hard for some sort of universal coverage. For several years in a row, he introduced legislation until it finally passed in 1972. So it has been since 1972 that the federal government's Medicare has covered dialysis and transplant services for nearly all people. At that time, government and the public felt that the moral cost of allowing Americans to die of a treatable condition was far greater than the actual cost of care. Now, today, we have so many clinically effective treatments, including expensive medicines, that are a matter of life and death, and many are simply not available to the poor or even the middle class. What we seem to have lost is the bipartisan moral compass to tackle these difficult problems. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.